So I have the craziest story about SJW going to the next level. So apparently somebody got offended because a Chinese professor used a word that sounds like a racial slur, but it just happens to be like an or it's interpreted as like, or whenever we pause as Americans in between sentences or we're thinking of what we're going to say next, we usually use those kind of things, right? Like. And so this professor was kind of talking about that. Professor Greg Patton was describing the Chinese filler word, nega, which earned him a temporary suspension. This is crazy. This is coming from Reason. Let's go ahead and pull up this article. The title is USC suspended a communications professor for saying a Chinese word that sounds like a racial slur. This is the level that the left is taking us to, okay? These are the woke skulls, and these are the people that make our lives impossible. It says, Greg Patton is a professor of clinical business communication at the University of Southern California. During a recent virtual classroom session, he was discussing public speaking patterns and the filler words that people use to space out their ideas, like, etc. Patton mentioned that the Chinese often use a word that is pronounced like nega. Quote, in China, the common word is that. So in China, it might be nega. Patton explained to his class, so there's different words you'll hear in different cultures, but they're vocal disfluences. I don't know what that word means. Anyway, but because the Chinese word nega sounds like N with a hard R, some students were offended and reported the matter to the administration. Patton is now suspended according to Campus Reform. So there you have it. That's that political correctness at its peak. And this is just another example of the ridiculousness that a lot of people, and this happens more often on the left, have taken us through. You know what I mean? It's becoming impossible to defend the left, in my opinion, when it comes to social issues. Personally, they've become so unfunny. They've become the parents of society, trying to dictate what we can say and what we can do. Not to mention that the fact that this professor is a communications professor explaining something that is and commonly occurs, right? We all stutter sometimes when we're trying to find our thoughts. And so he's trying to get these students to understand this, that in different cultures, you know, there's different words for this. And sometimes it could end up in these sticky situations where the word might mean something in our culture and we might take offense to it. And so we need to be a little bit more open and liberal about it and just understand that we don't come from the same, we're not cut from the same cloth. You know, the left has really become unfunny. Growing up, you know, it was a lot of liberal comedians. There was a lot of, you know, hilarity and openness when it came to the left, always pushing the envelope and being very open and liberal. And now we're seeing the opposite from them. And so it's very concerning to me. And it's really making me distance myself from those kind of politics. So those kind of lefty politics when it comes to social issues. This is why I'm very doubtful when it comes to BLM. Very kind of skeptical when it comes to the political correctness of these things. And it's just like oversensitivity. You know, this new generation is becoming so overly sensitive. And people just need to relax. Don't take things so seriously. Because at the end of the day, what does it really matter to you, okay? These issues are not something that you need to get so uptight about. That's just my personal opinion. Let me know what you think down in the comment section below. What a ridiculous story to suspend a professor of communications over something like this when he's trying to educate people on the matter. And now we're going to have more of these incidences because God forbid that we actually sit people down like adults and talk to them about these things. Anyways, consider subscribing, smash the like button. See you guys in the next one.